Do you know someone whose name is Matt DeMarro?
Matt DeMarro?
Oh, I know it sounds like a joke. Like DeMarro's band. No, I don't know. I think I got it a bit wrong. Hold on. Somebody here says she's Maggie, and she's called Margaret Namara.
It doesn't ring a bell.
I think I got it right. So she lives in America, and she knows Rose,
right?
And her name is Namara, Margaret. Maggie, Margaret Namara. She knows Rose in New York. Wait a moment. Did you say you were in New York? What did you say? Washington. I don't know who this lady is, but she says she knows Rose. Rose, is it?
Yes.
And she says her name is Margaret Namara. And she says she was a singer.
We'll ask Rose.
Is this Rose a lady, an American lady?
Yes.
Oh, well, then she knows her then. Because she says she's... There's a little group of them here. There's Maggie.
Yes.
Margaret, whatever her name is, Namara. She's definitely Namara, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm right. And she says she's got... Mary with her, who was a contemporary, she said, a friend, and, what did you say? Oh, God. She's a little group of people that you don't know, but they are known to Rosa.
I see.
And she will know of them.
There's
also someone called Tiger. Who the deuce is Tiger?
I don't know, dear, but we could ask her.
Is there another one
of them? No, yes, it's funny. As if it's a joke. And she's laughing like mad.
Well, it's
a tigress. Tigress.
A tigress? Well.
I think it's quite a joke. There's also some archives. I don't know, it's very complicated. Of course, the trouble with you two is you know too many people. Well, I mean, you do in a way. There's a crowd of these singers and operas and,
oh, we'd love to hear
and musicians and what have you, you know.
Yes, that's how
it seems. If you're surrounded by them, as if you're, be quite frank about this, I think you're about the only link they've got. Because, you see, there's no one else that is interested in psychic things or spiritual things where they could make a contact.
Ah,
you
yes.
see, and I think through you too,
yes.
not only is the personal desire to contact you personally, but the possibility, possibly, of making contact with some of their own people
yes,
at
yes,
some future
I...
date, you know?
Quite, I do hope, yes. We love the musical world, and especially singers.
That Rosa lady that's on
yes.
your side, Emily,
yes.
there's a little group send love and blessings to her.
Yes.
You know, she's very popular.
Yes. Remember Margaret
and Mary. Yes. Ask her. Namara.
Maggie.
Peg. Yeah. Well, you have it on your machine thing, won't
yes,
you?
That's right.
So you'll be able to jot it down
yes.
and just say, well, you may get a tale of this girl,
yes.
won't you?
Yes.
If it means anything, let us know, you know.
Yes, right.
Is she interested at all?
She's rather afraid, yes.
Is she?
Yes.
Well, is she religious like?
Well, she's really rather mixed up about it. I mean,
oh.
We sometimes try to talk to her about it, and She says
is she about 70 then?
That's right.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I should have thought, you know, when a person was getting on a bit, they'd be glad to know something about
well,
it, wouldn't you?
She would be, but and yet she, you know, clings to this world.
Well, I suppose that's understandable in a way, but
yes.
At the same time, you know, seems a pity, don't
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, this might be a
this
benefit.
Might be a great help.
Because
yeah.
we don't know these people ourselves.
Well, these are people that she would have known
yes.
in
yes.
her youth.
Yes, I see, yes. And Peg is another, is it Peggy?
Peg is a nickname.
Yes. Peg is a nickname, yes.
For the Marguerite Namara,
oh.
I think.
Yes.
Marguerite Namara, something.
Yes.
And, she was sometimes called Peg,
yes,
and sometimes called Maggie.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It depends. But oh dear, hold on. Someone Casey also.
Did she know Casey?
Or? I think so.
Oh,
but it goes back a long time.
Does it? Yes.
And also Alex.
Is that Casey or Case?
Do you know Frank Case?
No, I was thinking you're a woman. I'm sorry. I'm
no, yes, I think you're on the wrong track there.
Right.
No,
it's
just Frank Case. And also Alex. These are all people that she would know.
Yes.
But they've been over a few years, but they're connected with her earlier years, her successful years.
Yes.
And there's Alex.
So the man or woman?
Men.
Yes.
Alexander.
Yes.
But called Alex.
Mm-hmm.
There's Frank, Casey, Case, Frank Case. Alex. They're all people she will have known, definitely.
Yes.
Because they're all linking up together and they send their blessings and remembrances to Rosa.
Yes, wonderful.
And this Peg, or Maggie, or Margaret,
yes.
or Marguerite, she says she was a singer, she says, and she said Rosa was the greatest. And
yes.
She seems to think that Rosa really was the top, you know.
She was. She was the greatest one of the
others, yes. There's also someone called Lucy. Sends love and blessings to you too. No, this is no connection with Rosa Ponce or whatever her name is.
Yes.
And this Lucy is someone that connects with you too.
Oh, is she a relation?
Yes, definitely.
Oh,
it's
our aunt.
Aunt Luce.
Oh, Lucy, yes.
And she says, well, I tell the girls that she sends her love and blessings.
Oh,
she came with Bill and with your mum and your dad.
Yes, thank you so much.
They're all very thrilled about Bill. The progress he's made has been remarkable. And of course he... I don't know. Perhaps on earth he didn't give the impression of having the depth that he has got, you know?
Very interesting.
I think he was a victim of, to some extent, of himself and to some extent of circumstances.
Yes, okay.
But he had got an inner awareness which he never, for some reason or other, allowed to develop.
Yes.
He certainly progressed on this side, remarkably so.
Oh, wonderful.
And he was not the materialist that he was, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Was he in business?
Bill? No.
No,
never
in business.
Well, that's funny.
He was not really materialistic, he was more over intellectual.
Well, perhaps so, but was his intellectual concerned with materialistic things?
Well, you see, he didn't believe in hereafter.
No, I'm not concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
But his earthly existence, with his outlook and his interests, was it to do with things appertaining to the material world?
I wouldn't say so.
No,
not at all. He was rather unworldly.
Well, perhaps I put it badly, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But, funny, he didn't go in for spiritual things in the sense that you do.
Oh, no.
And yet,
but he was a good boy, you see.
Yes, I know, but I think he was a sort of Jekyll and Hyde character.
Do you, yes?
Well, not in the wrong sense, I don't mean.
No, but he was a very good chap. But he just thought we were crazy, of course, over anything like this.
Yes, but I think that he had values, but at the same time, he was very confused.
That's very possible, McGee.
Within himself.
Yes, that's very possible, dear.
Was he fond of church?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't say I thought it was, and yet, I must be frank, I've never beaten about the bush. One of his closest friends was to do with the church.
Is that so?
Yes, we didn't know all his friends.
He worked at some time for the Ecclesiastical Commission, of course.
Yes,
but that's hardly church.
Yes.
Strange man.
Interesting, very interesting.
Now there's a Scotch connection.
Okay.
Someone here now, hold on.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear now, Arcee.
Yes.
I'm not able to stay very long.
No.
But I just wanted you to know I'll see, because I'm very interested in your meetings.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear now,
yes,
what I see, but I've been very interested in yourself. And I think it has great possibilities. And I'm hoping that eventually we may be able to get through. There's no reason why not. There's a great deal of power there, especially at times. Sometimes it's more so than others. I suppose that's to be expected.
Yes.
But I'm hoping and praying, indeed we all are praying, and hoping that we'd be able to get through eventually this sort of way. Because I know it's at times, you know, you get a bit. Perhaps you don't, but I suppose it's natural thing to say so. Well,
yes.
You know, are we wasting our time? I don't say that you think that,
no.
But there are people who feel like that, not necessarily in your meetings, but
no.
I would say yes, the power is there,
yes.
But it would take time, and you just have to keep at it.
Yes.
You know, you don't give up, because it will get through, I'm sure of that.
Yes. Who is this? Yes. Do we know you?
You've probably heard about me, but... My name is John Sloan.
John?
Sloan.
Sloan? You were at a meeting, weren't
you?
Right. You were at Mr. Finlay's meeting?
Right. And I'm hoping to be of some help
to you.
You haven't. Since I've been here, I've been taking a great deal of interest in meetings, you know, here and there, like you. And there are very few today that are sitting for physical phenomena. There are very few that are really that interested.
Yes.
And I think people have not got the patience that they used to have. But you seem to have the patience, you seem to have the right idea.
Yes.
And that's why I think there's great possibility, apart from the power there in your meetings. I think there's every reason to believe in time you could get good results. I would suggest that you keep going and don't lose heart.
No, we shan't lose heart.
Anyway, it's nice to speak to you. I believe the meetings, the settlers coming here,
yes.
And I might get through or be aware and have a few words with you. But anyway, it's nice to talk to you, leaders. I have to go. Goodbye.
God bless you.
I wish it were possible for everyone to come and talk with you.
Oh, yes.
But it is not so. But perhaps on Thursday, I believe you are coming. We have opportunity again.
Yes.
And various people will come and talk with you.
Yes.
But you know, we were very pleased, you know, because your brother, he was so good today.
Yes.
And you know, it is remarkable that a woman who has been here so short a time,
yes.
Should have made such marvelous progress.
Yes,
he's remarkable.
Yes.
But I think in a way, though he did not, as you say, have interest in this one or us, he was inner aware, you know,
yes.
Has an inner realization. He's a remarkable person. It is a great joy to come and talk with you, but I feel I have to go.
What is your name?
Maria.
Maria?
Teresa.
Maria Teresa.
Oui. I come to your circle.
Oh,
I help you.
Yes.
I am very interested in seeing
you,
and I hope it will be possible to come again soon.
Yes.
Oui, madame.
Mm-hmm.
My love and blessing. Au revoir. God bless you.
Au revoir.
I'm afraid the past gone. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'll see you on Thursday,
yes,
don't we?
Yes.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
I'm so glad Bill did so well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was quite interesting today, isn't it?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It'd be very interesting if those messages for your friend,
yes.
Mrs. Rosa,
yes.
Were correct, you know, I mean,
yes.
Things that she knows about
yes.
Other people, she...
Mm, I have a good answer. Yes, we'll write to Elaine tonight.
Certainly will.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
just enough tape.
Got it.